Near the Pentagon, where one of its five sides is charred and still smoldering, family members gathered for news about the more than 150 military and civilian personnel lost or feared dead. Most were Army personnel. Hopes of finding survivors in the rubble are dim. NPR's John McChesney is near the Pentagon. John, where are the people gathered?
Bob, I'm standing at an intersection just outside the Crystal City Sheraton Hotel, and from all appearances, it's a normal morning here in Crystal City. But about a quarter of a mile from here is the Pentagon with a gaping wound in its side, and they're removing the bodies from there. This is a family counseling center that the Pentagon has set up. It's a joint military family assistance center. They've taken over a floor here, and upstairs there are counselors, chaplains, and people to help the families. So far, there haven't been many families show up here. It only opened yesterday. It's early in the morning. But later in the day, they're expecting quite a few family members here. The difficult part for them is they still have no identification of the people who've been removed from the Pentagon, so it's very, very hard for them to talk to the family members because the family members, of course, want some definitive answer about what's happened.
Have you had access to the families?
No, they're being shielded from the intrusions of the press unless they want to talk to us, and that's as it should be. I mean, they shouldn't be subject to people like me sticking microphones in their faces unless they would want to talk to us. It's very quiet here right now. Lieutenant Colonel Jones here took me around the center and showed it to me, but then asked us to stay downstairs. And later on, we may be talking to some of the family members if they wish.
When do you expect to learn more?
Well, we'll probably hear more throughout the day. At 10 o'clock, there's a family briefing, and they just tell the families in those briefings what they know, and then later they're going to brief the news media here.
NPR's John McChesney near the Pentagon.